Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message, Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity. And even though the word stress isn't mentioned in the Bible, we were looking, as we concluded yesterday's broadcast, looking at a very practical and helpful epistle written by James, who gives us advice on how to live in this troubled, fallen world in which we find ourselves. He deals with the major causes and cures of stress. Jesus came to comfort us. He came to heal our wounds. He came to soothe our troubled minds. And as we look at some of the things that bring stress into our Christian experience, and I'm going to share 8 perspectives, if you will, I believe that God will give you the grace that you need to have a whole new attitude with the things that are especially frustrating and difficult for you. You know, what troubles another person may not even influence or affect you, but you all, you know, the devil knows our button points, if you will. He knows exactly where to get at us. But through the grace of the Lord and through the knowledge of the Word of God, we don't have to fall prey to fear, worry, anxiety, all those things that are a part of the torment of fear. And I've been sharing that the first perspective was really our attitude toward trials. Sometimes without the Word of God, if we're not really doing what the Word tells us, something negative happens and we just go through a stress spiral, if you will. We just react emotionally, we get upset, we worry, and we don't even consider whatever the problem is as an opportunity for us to grow in the Lord. That stress is truly a spiritual opportunity. That's how we need to view it, because in verse 2, that's what James said, count it all joy. What? How can you count it all joy? Well, because God's doing a work. Nothing comes to you that God has not allowed to come for His good purposes, because He loves you so much. And His ultimate purpose is not to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise in this life. It is to conform you to the image of Jesus. And so as we go through trials, we need godly patience, and that will do a perfect work so that we will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What does that mean? That means we will be fulfilling the command that Jesus gave, as recorded in Matthew, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. He wouldn't ask us to do something that was impossible. That would be unlawful, unjust of Him to do that. And so stress can be a source of joy. It's a spiritual joy, maybe not a natural. We may not be happy with the circumstances, but we can have a spiritual joy knowing that God is doing a work in and for us and through us. Now, another perspective we need to have is how to deal with anger. And anger is a very stressful emotion. It's a strong emotional reaction, basically, to the frustration of our needs. Now, I need to pause and make a distinction between righteous anger. There is a godly anger. Be angry and sin not. There is an anger that comes from the things that anger God, the things that God hates, sin and wickedness and all the things that are so prevalent in this world. We don't hate the individual, but we hate sin. So I'm not talking about godly or righteous anger, but I'm talking about the normal kind of anger we can relate to, which is a frustration of our needs in one form or another, in terms of time, in terms of our energies, whatever it is. We react negatively with anger because something is not happening the way we want it. And we basically, it's a result of of our needs not being fulfilled, of those things that we think are necessary for our happiness. And combined with these are our beliefs, our values, our convictions about what should happen to us and around us. And if things don't meet that standard of what we think should happen, what happens? We get angry. And James helps us to sort out the difference between righteous indignation and just a petulant hostility that's really rooted in self-centeredness. Maybe you never thought about it this way, but when you think about it, it's really true. We need to be more concerned about our right relationship to God than about always being right, if you will, in our human relationships and constantly having to defend our rights against possible misuse or abuse by others. So let's take a moment and read James, the first chapter. I'll read verses 19 through 20. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. That's a wonderful scripture to use. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. If you're dealing with unrighteous anger, we use the sword of the Spirit against the work of the enemy. And so there are three checks that James gives as management to stress-producing anger. And anger is a very violent, very strong emotion. So yeah, there's a lot of stress involved. For what does he say? First of all, he says, be swift to hear. What does that mean? That means we are to be sure we hear and observe not only what's being said, but what's being implied in a reading between the lines, if you will. And think about this, what I shared a few broadcasts ago, when our basic needs are being satisfied by Jesus, in other words, if we will allow his love to flow into our soul, into our emotions, into our heart, and our heart basically in the Bible is our will and emotions, if we allow the Lord to minister to us, if we open up our hearts to him, there will be a measure of peace and calm and joy that we are able to then listen when something happens unpleasant, instead of just going flying off the handle, we'll be able to respond in a Christ-like way. When our basic needs, let me say that again, are being satisfied by the Lord, we will get less angry and we will be better able to handle the slights and oversights of others. And you know what? I'm going to be praying for you, but let me just go through the other things that he's pointing out. We need to be swift to hear, I just shared, and slow to speak. Have you ever said something without thinking? We've all been guilty of that. Open mouth and insert foot. Words can cut and hurt irreparably. We must have the Lord's perspective, his timing, his attitude. And then we are to be slow to wrath. We're to wait until the Lord gives us his thoughts and his reactions, how we should respond. And this implies, listen to this, a period of prayer, of seeking God before we express our feelings. What does verse 20 say? For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So in every situation, in every battle or trial that causes us anger, we need to ask this question: how can I deal with this conflict? How can I deal with this disagreement? How can I handle this frustration in a way that brings me closer to Jesus and brings my relationship with others under his control? And so I just want to stop right here, and because I feel there are, all of us, we have to be honest, some tend to be, because of deep wounds and deep hurts, tend to have a hair trigger anger. It doesn't take much, and they can fly off the handle. Or maybe that's true of you, but there's reasons for that. And so let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, you see those who are dealing and have problems with anger issues. Father, it's a result of being hurt. It's a result of being frustrated. And Father, by faith right now, and beloved, I'm asking you, give those hurts to the Lord. Give those deep, seated things that are even in your subconscious. Father, by faith, we can sometimes even remember or recall the things that have made us the way we are, that have made us angry. But Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray that you will go deep within their soul and you will heal those wounds. And Father, right now, that you will pour your love into them, that they will feel and be so overwhelmed with your personal care and love and concern for them. Lord, that it will swallow up all those desperate needs, the need to be loved, the need to be appreciated, the need to feel valuable. God, that you will do this mighty work and they shall be healed and delivered from anger. For it is written, Satan, the wrath of man, worketh not the righteousness of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your work in their lives. Thank you for that healing work, that delivering work. For the Lord would say to you, beloved child, that I would draw you as a mother hen would draw her chicks under the shelter and warmth of her wings. And in that secret place of the Most High, I will minister to you, and I will cause you to experience my love in a way that you, and in a depth you have not hitherto experienced. You've acknowledged it with your mind. But beloved, I want you with your very heart and emotions to understand and to feel how great my love is for you. And doing this and allowing me to minister to you will give you victory over anger. It will give you the patience and the wisdom that is needed to seek me as to how to deal with stressful situations. There is victory. There is deliverance. Hear my words and be obedient to me, and the joy of your heart and your life shall be full as you see this work God is doing in your life. Praise me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, oh, I just sense the Lord is doing a mighty work in some of your hearts. Praise God. We all need this. We all need greater dimensions of the love of God in our lives. Praise God. Well, my time has swiftly flown to an end, and we still have much ground to cover, so we shall continue next week in Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity. I, beloved, I thank you for your prayer support, your financial help partners. What a blessing you are. And if the Lord's moving on you to get the support of agreeing prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.